Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, we in here. Peace and love. The morning drip. Suleiman Bey. March 31st, 2022. How y'all doing out there? Hope everybody all right. We'll get into some news we can use today, like always. Y'all ready? You got your pen and pads and your dictionaries, your law dictionaries, your legal books. Your John Bouvier's. Man, we could get into some lawful business this morning. Yeah, because there's a lot of unlawful business going on. There's a lot of illegal business going on. You know, a lot of slave trafficking going on. You know? Now, the quicker we get that understood, the quicker that we could get further in advancement as a people and as a nation. Because that's what we don't have no recognition as, a people as a nation. We run around here faking, talking about we African Americans and Negroes and Black and all this, all that old BS. You understand me? That don't give you no credit on the top side of mud. You see that, don't you? You ain't got no credit. You don't get no credit with that. You don't have no estate. You ain't got no history, no bloodline, no pedigree. Nobody know where you from. You alien. Yeah, I can't even look you up in the record books and find you. Man, you just popped up a few hundred years ago. You just popped up. Over 200 years ago, you just popped up in the books around all these old ancient people running around. Man, you want some recognition. You know, people took a long time to get recognized as a nation. Even the United States, it took a long time for them to get recognized. Hell, man, you want to get recognized. And you ain't got no kind of industry in place. You understand me? You don't got nothing in place. We begging. Yeah, we begging. Everything you got, you think you balling because you got a block. Everything you got, they can shut down. Yeah, they control it. They own it. You got to get it from them. If you ain't got your own stuff, then you dead. Yeah, so we don't look at that. Hey, we think we doing good. Man, shit, you going through somebody else just to eat. Your whole refrigerator is full of somebody else's food that they done cooked, that they done killed. They done put it in for whatever they got ingredients they got in it before you can even go put it on your plate. See, you don't look at that. You don't look at why you're sick in all these categories while all this stuff going on. You don't look at your dietary laws and how in our dress codes. All this type of stuff that's affecting us as a whole, it's affecting our society. So a part of that is this knowing that you under occupation. Yeah, I said it. We're in a military occupation. That's where we are. So if you know that you're under military occupation, and how do you know you're under military occupation? Oh, okay, well, let's look. Everybody know about below the train tracks. Hell, below the train tracks, that's where all the trash at. Yeah, that's where all the scum and the trash at, and that's where the boys in blue at. Yeah, the police. But you always notice the police that be on that side of the tracks. It don't be the sheriff. It be the city and the municipal polices. Mm-hmm. Whatever city you from, that's the name of the police that police your area. Now, they all took oaths of office to the Constitution. Let's not make a mistake about that. So it really doesn't matter for you on your side, because if you under the constitutional fold, you understand the Constitution, then you'll keep them on standing on their oath and affirmation to support that contract. Okay? So If you go up top, up on the other side of the tracks, you won't see the law. If you see the law up there, they probably live up there. And like I said, they're going to mess with you. And, you know, or you probably won't even get messed with on that side. You just riding and creeping. But, yeah, that side, is they not protecting the server. They're not tripping off that. The protecting the server interest is to keep your black ass, excuse my language, in check under the black hole laws. That's what it is. And I've been telling y'all to research the black hole laws, 1724. Y'all got to go check them out. Go check out the black hole laws. Google that and start studying to see if, you know, what you think stuff is going away, but it's still here. It's just like people say, oh, slavery, man, slavery, get over. Slavery ain't over. Man, you indoctrinated and enslaved to the fullest. What you mean slavery is over? And to get more physical with it, you know, the 13th Amendment ain't nothing but an enslavement document. I'm talking about you emancipated somebody, emancipated somebody. That ain't nothing but a slave document. Hell, anybody with eyes and anybody with intelligence can read that and see. That's why you got to get you a constitution. Here it goes. Here you go, in Black Law. I got a Black Law Dictionary with 7th edition with the Constitution in the back, so you ain't got to go no further. Y'all can pull up the right stuff out there. You pull up the right stuff, you'll get somewhere. So how you go get the news you can use, you got to tap into the right sources. So here you go right here. 13th Amendment. This is a slave document. This is a slave amendment. This is just putting people in bondage. Listen to what this says. You think somebody was freed. Amendment 13, 1865. Section 1. Neither slavery nor involuntary servitude, except as a punishment for crime, whereof the party shall have been duly convicted, shall exist within the United States or any place subject to their jurisdiction. Section 2, Congress shall have power to enforce this article by appropriate legislation. Yeah, I bet, because Congress is the new slave owner. Yeah, they're going to enforce it with legislation. They made all the laws to keep your black ass down. And you keep looking to Congress, looking for somewhere else. Man, the Congress is the one that suited up and booted up. You see you thugging on the block. You see they thugging the same way, but they suited up and booted up. And they controlling the law. See, they controlling the law, but their law is for corporations, for profit for them. And under you tagged under that, under the Negro coin. How? Because in the 14th Amendment, they say all persons born or naturalized in the United States and subject to the jurisdiction thereof are citizens. See, and you think that's you. You think that person means you. See, that's what you think, right? And it says, anyway, neither slavery nor involuntary servitude except as a punishment for crime, whereof the party shall have been duly convicted. That's the point of this thing today. How do you get duly convicted? Because they just come tell you anything, anybody, oh, he had a warrant. Pulled him over, got a warrant. Man, what is a warrant? And what is a, not only what is a warrant, that's not the question. And it is the question. But a lawful warrant, a curriculum warrant, a 14th Amendment warrant, signed under penalty of perjury. Yeah, injured party, signed under penalty of perjury. Come on, man, you know that. Y'all understand that. Got to be somebody that's putting their oath behind this. You know, just go stand up. If they lying, it's going to be held accountable. The corporation can't do that. Corporation is a fiction. It's an artificial person. It can't even talk in court. It got representatives and authorized agents and stuff, and to speak for it. So who speaks for you? Who speaks for your vehicle? See, you got to have a vehicle. So either your vehicle is yourself or it's somebody else's vehicle. So who are you? So what type of person are you? So when you go into the blacks, when you go into the black law, because that's what they under law, when you go into the black law and you look up person, it said all persons born naturalized in the United States. It said persons. Find out what a person is. It got artificial person, it got natural person is. Then it say in the United States. Find out what the United States is. Define the United States, because it's clearly that it's just a corporation. It's clearly that it's doing business in the United States of America. It's clearly that they're doing business. So what is this lawful and complete amendment warrant? Fourth Amendment warrant. That's what we was talking about. The Fourth Amendment warrant. So the Constitution for the United States, Fourth Amendment. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrants shall issue but upon proper cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the place to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. Okay. A lot of language in there. A lot of language in there. But the clear thing is about the warrants, the probable cause of the warrants, and supported by oath of affirmation. That means signed. That means it got to be signed and sealed. Yeah, it got to be signed and sealed by a judge. You got to know what that seal is. You got to know that seal when you see it, that raised seal. Yeah, see, because this will have to be sworn out. This stuff that they telling you warrants is bogus. They're operating the color of law. That's what they're doing, color of authority. So if one, what do you call an unlawful arrest then? That's what you would say to one. That's the question that you have to ask yourself. If they're abusing, how are they abusing, and how do you define what they're doing? So a lawful Fourth Amendment warrant, this is how I define it, okay? And if I'm violated, this is how it's defined for me, okay? This is a Fourth Amendment warrant. Lawful Fourth Amendment warrant means a warrant that follows the provisions of the Fourth Amendment to the original Constitution for the United States of America. This warrant must not deter from the exact procedures as outlined by the Fourth Amendment. Okay. So that's for that one. Okay. It's a lot of charges, but I wanted to go on here with the lawful arrest. Okay. When somebody restricts you, listen, when you get pulled over, and the first thing they ask you is license and registration. Wait a minute. License, you pulled me over to ask me for license and registration. And I'm saying, like, I'm trying to ask you, do you need my assistance? Because you're a public servant, so I'm trying to see what your emergency is while you're behind me with these cherries and blueberries. And what's your emergency? Do you need my assistance? Maybe I should just got out the way for you. I need to speed down the highway for you. Something, what's going on? And you're talking about license and registrations. But what is a license? And what is a registration? What am I being licensed? What am I licensed to do that I couldn't do it freely? And what am I registering to do that I can't do freely? You see what I'm saying? That's a slave, some slave shit. Excuse my French. That's what that is. You, everything I do, I got to have a license and a registration. So them two fees right there. Them two fees just for my existence. Just for my existence, just for me being in a, what you call a vehicle, just for me being in it, the existence of it, I got to have a license, ching, that's a fee, a registration, ching, that's a fee, insurance, that's a fee. My whole life is just a fee paying somebody. Get the heck out of here. Okay, yeah, that's not going to be the case. So you need to understand that, and you need to know that. Hey, follow us at Instagram at Legal Empowerment Group. That's Instagram at Legal Empowerment Group and EmpowerMentGroup101.com, the Instagram site. You can get to DIY, the do-it-yourself ebooks. And we're still putting together that other book, the full business formation book, get out for you guys. We're going to have that at one whop price, but it's going to be complete. It's going to be complete. You're going to be able to set your business up. You're going to be able to come off the press, man, Yeah, it's going to be six figures. How, depending on how you want to set it up, depending on what you're trying to do. But everybody trying to get to the bread or the bag, as y'all said. So we do business formation. We set up businesses for fundability, not setting up a business knowing that you could go get it and make some revenue. Talking about setting the business up, coming off the press with credentials to receive funds. That's what we talking about, businesses like that. You know, you can just sit back and have your paper game good and go in there and get some dough. And this other person got a business and been functioning physically and can't get no dough because they don't have it set up right. Okay, and then also follow us over at donations. That's health.info. That's the word health with the dash. You have to put health.info. F-O, and that's the site that we can pull it up to. So that one, okay, I don't know why they got that. I got to check on that, why that website. But that's the one for it. Also, go to, follow us over at Queen. Go to queenkitty.net. That's queenkitty.net for your feminine hygiene products. That's queenkitty.net. Follow over there, and that's also Queen Kitty at Instagram.
Okay.
So, yeah, Fourth Amendment. So now, Constitution of the United States, Fourth Amendment. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures, okay, shall not be violated, and no warrants shall issue but upon proper cause. Proper cause means you got to be injured party, y'all. You got the right to face your accused. You got to be injured party. The state, all that can't be the police, none of what they doing, none of that. That can't be a corporation, can't be a party, all right? Can't be a plaintiff, all right? The state of this, that can't be a plaintiff, okay? So now, supported by oath or affirmation. So after that, after having an injured party, just go swear out under penalty of perjury to something, then it has to be supported by oath or affirmation of affirming judge or somebody signing on to a stamping it, okay? And then just describe who, what, when, where to be searched, what type of person, okay? Or whatever that's like, okay? So that don't be happening in the hood. That ain't what happened in the day-to-day procedures. They just doing people over with administrative law. Yeah. They doing administrative procedures. And then you get to the light, but pull you over. Now, let's say you got a national ID. And you hand them this, and they say, well, you got to have a license. And man, you don't have to have no license, see? You don't have to have no license to drive. So that's what they're telling you. You need to have a license, for one, and that they ain't respecting your ID. Well, if they're not respecting your ID, then that means you don't understand the codes, because then you be doing, that's 18 U.S.C. 1028. That deals with, see, so you just go to their codes. That's 18 United States code, 1028. All right, 1508, this is specifically mentioned identification documents, 18 U.S.C. 1028. Section 1028 of Title 18. Let me put on my earplugs. I keep hearing this microphone jump. Okay. Section 1028 of Title 18 designates three special non-federal identification documents and gives them preferred treatment. These three documents, in the absence of a national identity card, are the prime means by which an individual establishes his identity in the United States. I don't make this stuff up, y'all. I just go to the right sources to read. Okay? The three documents are A, birth certificate, B, driver's license, and C, personal identification card. Huh. Listen. A, birth certificate is not defined in 18 U.S.C. section 1028, since it is self-explanatory. This document is issued by different agencies in different states and foreign countries. Nevertheless, it represents the official governmental statement by the proper government agency that a person having such a name was born on a particular date in a particular place of specific parentage. Obviously, a birth certificate is not intended to actually identify the person who claims such a document pertains to him. There are a few physical characteristics that remain the same as those at the time of birth. Nevertheless, the birth certificate has become commonly accepted as an identification document in this country. B, driver's license is not defined in 18 U.S.C. section 1028. The original purpose of this government-issued document was to state that a particular person was authorized to operate a vehicle upon the public roadways. It was not intended to establish one's identity. Because of the absence of a better document, however, the driver's license eventually became commonly accepted as the national identity card. Section 1028 covers both domestic as well as foreign government-issued driver's licenses. C, personal identification card, is defined in 18 U.S.C. section 1028 D4 to mean an identification document issued by a state or local government solely for the purpose of identification. This definition would appear to limit such documents to those issued by domestic, that is, within the United States, governmental entities, in contrast to the first two, birth certificates and driver's licenses. This document is normally issued by state departments of motor vehicles to provide an identification document for those persons who do not, for some reason, obtain a driver's license. In 1979, the National Committee on Uniform Traffic Laws and Ordinances,
authors of the Uniform Vehicle Code provided for the issuance of identification cards for non-drivers and restrictions on the unlawful use of such cards. The UVC, which serves as the model state code for vehicle manners, defines a personal identification card as a document issued by the Department of Motor Vehicles for the sole purpose of identifying the bearer and not authorized for use as a driver's license. UVC Section 1-156. Okay. So, and when we started this off, they give you all the qualification right there to show you that birth certificate is not defined in there, nor is a driver's license is not defined in there. And when it starts off, it tells you Section 1028 of Title 18 designates three special non-federal identification documents and gives them preferred treatment. These three documents, in the absence of a national identity card, are the prime means by which an individual establishes his identity in the United States. Okay. And I pulled this up from the Department of Justice archives. All right. So the national identity is first. That's what people don't fail to realize. Because since black people done lost their national identity, then lost their damn minds, I mean, you keep thinking you got to have this driver's license and this other stuff that they got down here, these other three been commonly accepted IDs. Okay? So that's the problem right there. That's the problem. So when you getting pulled over and you hand them the right type of identifications, like I travel with not only my national identification card, but I travel with my student ID card. And I travel with my right to travel card. So I got three forms of identification with ID and characteristics on there and say what it needs. It don't have to be theirs. Man, it's a wide open land in the rural. People be from everywhere. You be people from Timbuktu driving through here. You just don't know it because you don't be in the car with them. And you don't see the car place say Timbuktu because they're not driving a car from Timbuktu. They over here. They in a rental car or something. You think they go pull out a state ID from where they from? No, they go pull out some identification or something from Timbuktu. And they got the right to travel and do what they do. Yeah. Now, of course, you got to abide by laws. You can't be just speeding and doing all kinds of stuff like that. But that don't mean you're supposed to, they can give you a ticket for it. Right, that don't mean they can hold you for it because, again, it's laws that have to be met. It's no inter-party. Okay, if I was doing 120. Thank you. Have a nice day. I was doing 120. Oh, you could have killed somebody, could have, would have, should have. Hey, you could kill somebody going 5 miles per hour. You know, could have, would have, should have. That ain't the point. It got to be inter-party. Signing under penalty of perjury. Yeah, you got the right to face your accuser. Who's accusing me? The state? You the representative of the state. You gonna be the judge, the jury, everything. You gonna swear on me. Come testify, everything. Man, get out of here, man. So that's what y'all failing to realize. So don't worry about what they saying that you did. Like, who are you? What are you doing? It's your right to pull me over and start asserting what you asserted. So you know that you gotta have this even in their systems. If you pull up in the Department of Motor Vehicles, in your state, if you put up the vehicle codes, put up ID requirements, what's the requirement for ID, and it's going to show you the different forms of identification. Let's Google some right here. Let's see. Department of Motor Vehicles. Okay. Motor Vehicles. Let's see. Let's see. Okay. And you pull up, and we're going to pull up Department of Motor Vehicles, Department of Transportation. And we want to see, you want to pull up stuff about ID requirements, what the ID requirement they accept. And you will always see that they got more than one category of identification. They're going to have the one that everybody's been believing that, okay, that's the primary, but it's going to tell you the categories and what's included in the primary document. Then they're going to have what they call a secondary document or item, ID. And you're going to be able to read that. Renew your driver's ID. Renew your vehicle registration. Let's see. ID requirement. Let's type that in. What a little cute thing. Let's see. ID requirements. ID requirements. Yes, that's all you got to do.
ID requirements. Hit it. Boop, boop.
ID requirements. Let's see what we find. Required identity documentation. Motor vehicle vehicles. Required identity documentation. Important notice. Oregon DMV has a right to ask for additional proof or refuse any document. Proof of identity and date of birth for non-real ID. Let's read some. Proof of lawful status for CDL. Let's see. Proof of identity and lawful status for real ID, commercial driver's license, non-commercial driver's license, Class C permit. Okay, let's see. Proof of identity and date of birth for non-real. Okay, let's see. You need U.S. passport or U.S. passport card, U.S. birth certificate. These are one of the things that you would need. That's what they say. Certificate of naturalization, certificate of citizenship, consular report of birth abroad, a U.S. certificate of birth. Now, this is strange. They got to say U.S. birth certificate up there. Then this would say U.S. certification of birth. Okay, then this is permanent resident card, unexpired, employment authorization card, unexpired, foreign passport, unexpired, with a valid unexpired U.S. visa affixed, accompanied by the approved I-94 form documenting the applicant's most recent admittance to the United States. Foreign passport unexpired from Micronesia, the Marshall Islands, or Palia, and a valid I-94. Foreign passport unexpired with a valid I-551 statement on the unexpired visa. Okay. Unacceptable documents. Let's see what's acceptable documents. Proof. Primary, okay, proof of identity and date of birth. Primary, acceptable proof of identity and date of birth for a driver's license, permit, or identification card that is not a real ID. Okay, listen. Primary, you may present one original or certified copy of the following to prove identity and date of birth. In each state, you go find this. You go just pull up a random state, you go find what's the identity and what's the document, all right? The document must contain both your name and date of birth. Photocopies are not acceptable. Birth certificate issued by a U.S. territorial government, the District of Columbia, or the government of a state or political subdivision of the U.S., like a hospital-issued birth certificate, hospital registration card, or birth registration or baptismal certificate are not acceptable. Okay, a Canadian birth certificate. Okay, a consular report of birth abroad. U.S. government-issued certification of report of birth. Request for verification of birth. U.S. passport, not expired more than 5 years. These are primary documents which you could present. U.S. passport card, not expired more than 5 years. U.S. territory passport, not expired more than 5 years. Oregon federally recognized tribal card, including the Confederated Tribes of Warm Spring Reservation of Oregon, Confederated Tribes of Silas Indians Tribal Identification Card, Confederate Tribes of Umatilla Indian Reservation, Burns Paiute Reservation, Cow Creek Band of Umpqua Indians, official tribal identification of the Klamath Tribes, Confederated Tribes of Grand Ronde, Oregon, Confederate Tribes of Coos, Lower Umpqua and Susula Indians, Coquille Indian Tribe Enrollment Identification Card, all our cousins. Look, okay, now, foreign passport containing English or with English translation, not expired more than 5 years. Certification of citizenship, certification of naturalization, U.S. immigration or naturalization documents not expired more than 5 years, including U.S. citizen identification card, resident alien card or permanent resident card, temporary resident identification card, reentry permit form, refugee travel document form, I-571, employment authorization document, U.S. military documents, military or armed forces ID card, military common access card, U.S. uniformed services ID and privileges card, Oregon's driver's license, instruction permit, or ID card, not expired more than 13 years, must have a photograph, out of state, District of Columbia, U.S. territorial government, or Canadian driver's license, instruction permit, or ID card, not expired more than 1 year, must have photograph, cannot be hole punched or marked, not valid as ID, non-immigrant visa issued by the U.S. Department of State, not expired more than 5 years, temporary immigrant visa issued by the U.S. Department of State, not expired more than 5 years, U.S. Department of State driver's license or non-driver ID, not expired more than 5 years, Oregon concealed weapon permit, concealed handgun license, not expired more than 5 years. You can hand over a hand permit. Listen, y'all, weapons permit, Social Security card. An additional document containing both your name and date of birth will be required. So you could travel. So your Social Security card with additional document with your name and date of birth will be required. Individual tax identification number issuance letter from the IRS. Ain't that something? That's something. A piece of paper, huh? A Mexican consulate ID card, not expired more than 5 years. A Guatemalan consulate ID card, not expired more than 5 years. A letter verifying identity provided by an Oregon County Community Corrections Agency approved by Oregon DMV. A letter verifying identity provided by the U.S. Pretrial Services approved by Oregon DMV. A letter verifying identity provided by the Oregon Youth Authority approved by Oregon DMV. A letter verifying identity provided by the U.S. District Court Probation Office approved by Oregon DMV. Oregon Department of Correction released identification card issued after April 30th. 2005. That's all for a primary. That's all, any one of those you could have as a primary document. Okay? Now that we just on the primary. Now let's go. Now they got the secondary one. If you are unable to present one document from above, you would need to present at least two documents from this list. At least one of the two required documents must contain both your name and date of birth. So you need to have, if you can't get one from the other document, so you can have two from this place, right? Okay. And they, at least one of them, you got to have both your name and date of birth on it. Okay. Okay. Name and date. So let's see. U.S. military discharge papers, an Oregon student body card, U.S. or foreign certified school records, an Oregon Job Corps identification card, a W-2 or 1099 tax form for the current tax year, a Medicare card or Medicaid card, a court document issued by a court in the U.S. that shows the applicant is a party to the judicial proceeding and which contains court signatures and seals. Acceptable documents are gender, name change or both, adoption, guardianship, custody or child support, judgment of dissolution or annulment of marriage. A court document issued by a bankruptcy court that shows the applicant is a party to a bankruptcy proceeding, U.S. government issued marriage license, domestic partnership, or certificate of record of marriage, border crossing cards, a foreign government issued birth certificate, marriage license, driver's license, military ID card, passport expired more than 5 years, voter card. You can use passport expired more than 5 years. Voter card, Social Security card, transmittal document, a benefits letter or end-of-year benefits statement issued by the Social Security Administration, Veterans Universal Access Identification Card, a letter issued by the Oregon Health Plan dated within the last year, Merchant Marine Identification Card, U.S. Tribal Identification Card, U.S. Government Issued ID Card containing your photograph, name, and date of birth. Okay? Man, and all those different things. So you could use two of those or two of those off that list, and one of them just got to have your name and date of birth. Okay, off that list. So it's real broad. People understand, people been bamboozled to think that one form of identification and all this. Now, when we go back to understanding that the national ID precedes and supersedes any of the IDs, then that's what we got to pay attention to right there. Okay, you just functioning with your own identification from your own tribe, your own nation, your own government, and you got to abide by the law, y'all. That's one thing. Don't be thinking like, you know, that's one thing with Moors. They like to say, you know, think that you were like, when you say above the law, like, the law, nobody is above the law. The law come down. We trying to be on high. You got to understand the law. You know, you stay in order, you don't have to worry about certain things. You be protected. Yeah. Ethers, the general, with the vibrations you putting out. You just stay in order. A lot of times, like, I notice anything that happened to me, I was out of order. Even if it was just
just doing too much. You can't be doing an 85 and a 45 and think that you're not going to get some heat, some attention, and have to, you know, prove up. And then it could turn to something else. If, you know, the wrong type of people pull you over and don't give a damn about what you're talking about and start getting vicious and wild, and you know what I'm talking about. So you put yourself in stuff like that, you know, when it would have been, it could have been a peaceful encounter. You wouldn't have been, and then somebody, they would have been in the wrong. It would have been different. But if you bring it on yourself, you bring it on yourself and then have to go through it, and that's what happened. So my experiences has been I was out of order. Whether it was dipping in and out the wrong lane or just driving, just doing too much. Like to even bring somebody on you, to put a spot on you. That be the thing. Like sometimes we do too much. Now, there's always instances where somebody just going to go out their way, you know. You know, but I know, I just noticed a lot, just even with moving, I just noticed the energies. I just noticed it'd be times, I'd be in places, it'd be times, stuff can happen. You know, you get the wrong type of people. I was driving the other day, and man, I was in Fort Worth. I was in Tarrytown, I was in Fort Worth, man, and I could tell you, some cars, when you drive around the nation, some police cars, when you look at them, they look different from in the city. When you be like in the country or in the south, and you be in the city, like say in the west, or you be in the city on the east, the way the cars are designed and built, you could, the mags on the wheels is like, it just look like rebelish. It just look many, like they just mash, and it look like, just like how I could just say it, but it's like they just smashing on black. It just looked like a, you know how our people used to see it just like be in my spirit, like I just seen the horse come with the hoods on. But when I see the car, that's what the car represents. It's like a horse with a hood. Yeah, it's like white up top, the bottom all black. So I see this truck, I'm pushing through the light. Now I drive private. I travel private plates. I don't my VIN number, I don't have none of that. All that shit, I just, excuse my friends, all that's private to my estate. Call it how you want. So anyway, I go through this light. See this, I'm coming up to this light. You just happen to hit yellow. But I don't, fortunately, I don't have to mass through it to go through it. So I was just keeping the speed out of that. But it was two of them back to back to my left as I'm supposed to go through this yellow light. You know, my tent is up because I'm away from somewhere and I'm traveling. And I'm by myself. I don't have businesses with me, the cord, nothing. Usually I have, you know, the women's with the cord. It's going to be all me and me, you know. You're away from your fort, the king away from the fort, on board, with no one, you know, only texting is him and what's with him. So, go through the light. When I'm going through the light, I look at the blinker to see. And the first one, he should have come my way. Go through the light. He has turned. He turned out. I'm going up the road. He backs on now, but the cameras could do some heck of a reading. You could believe that. That's why they sit on the side of the freeway. Them cameras on their car do the automatic screening and reading, so I'm quite sure. Yeah, he's behind back there. He's the only thing behind me. You can see this is private. Now, I'm moving and grooving. But I'm not speeding up. I'm just driving the flow that I've been flowing. And all of a sudden, I just catch the currents. I just catch the currents. And I noticed that when I thought he was coming, he hit the light. Man, that had to be, man, like I said, the currents. He caught the current. He was at the light, and I was able to traverse, keep pushing. Same pace, being vigilant is always to keep pushing. But it would just make it, because just even not doing anything wrong, we've been conditioned so long, and we've been moving away so long. Every time we move, we have them same fears, them same anxieties out there. Like in Black America, the health problem is bad with mental health. Like you got to deal with stuff like that all your life. Driving, man, they're going to folks. They go 12, they go 5-0, they go to pull in. You drive in fear all the time. They got you oppressed in your community. Yeah, because that's what it is. It's oppression, man. You've been conquered. The land taken from you, you don't know is your land. Martin Luther King told you, so many people told you, Noble Ali, our illustrious powerless. We at home. You can see it as clear as day, keeping us down. They're keeping all these laws to keep us down. Nobody want to give us a hand to be the good Samaritan and lift us up. Everybody reading these books, these Bibles, these Quran for us. Nobody want to lift us up. Everybody, all people walking right by us. Nobody want to lift us up and say, hey, man, the black man, come on, man. Sure, you been clean you up, man. You people been here a long time, man. This is yours, too, man, here. Come over here, man. Give me some of this. This is yours, too. Now, your own kinfolk's doing that. Yeah, your kinfolk's selling you into bondage. They don't care. Your kinfolk's will pimp you out. That's where they go. Prophet tells us that. You don't be careful. Your own people to sell you back into slavery, put you back in the slavery. They're the ones who put you in the slavery. But really, it's yourself, your mentality. You know, going after foreign gods. So all this stuff that they're doing is unlawful. They don't be having no lawful warrant to take your people. They're kidnapping your folks. Get it? That's right. They're kidnapping your folks. They don't have a lawful warrant affidavit. Everything is different. Artificial people. It's like the movie Ted. I tell you all the time about the movie Ted, too, the brown bear. Ted was talking to his following spit. What he doing? He was shaking his little shaboying here like he was hitting that thing with his girl, had his girl. Yeah, he was smoking his little herb. Yeah, he just talking all the way to the bank. And we laugh. We all laughing to the bank. Look at little Ted. And then Ted had his day. The second one, he was really off the hook, right? Ted had his day like every other little brown bears in the little batch. Ted had his day in court. And when Ted went to court, that the judge hit the gavel on Ted. So Ted, sit your ass down, boy. Use my N-word. That's what he really said. You should tell property. You are an artificial person. People have to represent talk for you. You have no legal standing here. That's what they said. It was funny all the way to the bank. But they're talking about citizenship here. 14th Amendment citizen. That's what it was talking about. 14th Amendment citizen here. So, it's just amazing how things are put right before us. We don't understand that. But, they don't have a right to that stuff, man, what they're doing. So you got to understand. You got a right to travel. Yeah, you got a right to travel. Hey, they don't have to make them stop nobody on foot. Come for a license. They don't stop nobody on a bicycle and ask them for a license. They don't stop nobody on a skateboard and ask them for a license. They go to the same place I'm going to. What I need a license for? License to drive? Oh, you need a license to drive. Well, a license is a permission to do something otherwise will be. So you need a license to drive because the driving is commercial. That means you for commerce. That means you a Uber, a pizza man, a taxi man. Yeah, a truck driver, you know, you're doing something to get some money off your services. But you need a license for that, otherwise it'd be illegal. But that ain't what we doing. We just traveling. In an automobile, personal conveyance. That's what we doing. We traveling out of mill. We got the right to that. Gave us that right. How somebody go put a license on that? Yeah, then you pull me on because I don't have what you call, under your statute, with a corporate for artificial persons. I don't colorable ID, this colorable stuff. You want to take me down and kidnap me because we are hostage under the 14th Amendment. You keep saying you're a 14th Amendment person. You keep saying you're a U.S. citizen. And then when your own people tell you about it, you're like, oh, that's expatriation. Oh, man, you can never be a citizen anyway. Have you read the Dred Scott case? I don't care whether you're a free Negro or a slave Negro. The descendant of Africa can never be a citizen of a European Union. That's what these United States are, a European Union. Yeah, y'all got to understand what's going on. The military occupation. Martin Luther King said that the black man finds himself exiled in his own land. The Negro finds himself exiled in his own land. How prophetic was that? How Yahshua was that? You know, everybody looking for Jesus. You know, Yahshua walked through many times. You know, he didn't been back many times. The only way to come back through the spirit, he had to keep coming back to fallen humanity. Yeah, we the gods of the plan. You think he ain't been popped back up? You know, Yahushua came and killed Noble Drew Ali. You know, Martin Luther King turned being double back came Martin Luther King. You know, how much love can a person manifest? Man, they throwing bricks and water holes and dogging, lynching. They was, man. Brother came and told us from the Gentile, I have a dream. I've seen this. You exiled in your own land, telling us that. You go sitting around here, you figure it out. Can't figure out begging, waiting on them. Hell, COVID should have showed you that, man, you got to get together and get your own and then work with your own so you can have some more of your own. Because, man, when times get tough, they're going to put them bayonets out there. That's what the prophet Jalova drew. They told us them soldiers with bayonets going to be standing in front of the stores. You got to have your 90-day supply of food. So your folks from the east come to say, look what's happening in COVID. When it started. Man, how the stores were shut down. Man, the police out there, you can't get so much food. Food shelves empty. Go to the bank cards. They ain't got your money out there. Then when you go, you ain't get so much. You got a quarter. What? You going to wake up one day, oh, that's going to be no more. They just tested the panic to see how panic was, the line was around. Man, you one day it's going to be no more. It's history. Repeat itself. Anywhere the system of the Europeans provided money, it has collapsed. Man, you better get you some silver, gold, copper. That's what you got to buy. That's what this is about, right? This ain't about us sitting around waiting and begging for. You think you go buy all this food and stuff, man? Buying from somebody else, man. You need to get together, start growing, getting our own eggs and having our own stuff, our own food, good, wholesome food. You know what's in it for your children, what they're growing up with and on. Because we don't know nothing right now. We just a beggar. And as soon as they don't got what you want at the store, you at the mercy of them. See? If they shut down and go out of business, well, you got to go. You don't like going to a Walmart or somewhere else. You go to a specific store. Well, when they shut down, that's they business. What about when they shut down? Where you getting your food from now? You got to go find another source. So you got to keep looking for sources. If it ain't no source, you need to be the source. You need to be the plug. You saying you them boys. That's what we keep saying. We them boys. We being pimped and sold to the rural. Yeah, why we them boys when somebody paying us to and marketing us to do what we do? I don't care how much they give you. How much they give you to bling. If there's somebody giving it to you, you not the plug. Somebody plugging you. So we not them boys. It's false. See how the falsehood is? See how the falsehood is? Got the false culture going on, believing it's ours, but they paying us to keep up the image, to degrade our sisters. For brothers and sisters to hate each other and kill each other. Man, that's nothing but Satan. That's nothing but the Lord's self right there. And the quicker we can understand that, hey, that's what it is. You don't need to breed that. Sisters, you don't need to mess with brothers with mentalities like that. Just running around doing that. I don't care what's going on. You don't need to be messing with brothers like that. You need to be trying to educate yourself because you are the nation. You the first teacher. You need to get some sustenance inside of you. You need to get some sustenance inside your mental. I got to impregnate your mind before I can impregnate your body. I don't want to tell your body because right now, if my mind is just thinking as you as a H and O, yeah, that's all I just see you as, a B and H and O, and all you just see is a N-I-G. Man, what we going to recreate? Man, we only got the fruit fall from the tree. That's what we going to recreate, and they going to be more worse than we was. That's the generational curse we're putting on. You know, so I got to keep my thing out of you. Hey, I need to grow with you for some time. It might take a year or two. Oh, what did he say? Yeah, celibacy. It might take a year or two. We need to grow in mind, spirit, and before we can even get to the body. Man, I'm doing a lot. Amen to that. Yeah, before we even get to the body, I need to get the mind prepared. We need to be as one in the mind. And your mind need to be as one with mine or supersede mine before I can plant that other seed in you. And when I know that that's ready, when we as one there, and you are as one with me or superior to me, and you're thinking and manifesting thoughts and being, then I can plant that seed in you. And because I know one thing about the seed, and no matter how potent the seed will be perfect and potent is where it comes from, but it's all about that soil that it's planted into. Mm-hmm. If the soil ain't no good, it don't matter what the seed got going on. So the woman, that's that soil. That's that earth. Yeah, she got to nourish her. Yeah, the son of man, son of God. Yeah, I got to put that little radiator with that light so she could produce, so she could reproduce, fruitful. Yeah, good fruits. So that's what it's going about. So we're going to have immaculate conception. Yeah, we're going to have a baby off thought activity. Yeah, the word is going to be because of our being, our inner self. Mm-hmm. That's what we're going to do. We're going to be able to receive and bring a blessing about. So, yeah, just don't forget, man, the unlawful arrest, when they pulling y'all over and questioning you and asking you about a license, you don't need a license, and start detaining you and taking you to jail without a warrant and all that type of stuff. That's just plain old bullying. That's just plain old kidnapping. And you need to start reading up on law and constitution so you can keep them bound by it. And when they do violate you, so you can go into the constitution and use it against them. Because that's what they took an oath and affirmation to. All right. So that's the thing for that. So, yeah. So in conclusion, we go get ready to get on out of here. We at the end of that. Like I said, don't forget to follow at Legal Empowerment Group, Instagram at Legal Empowerment Group for your DIY ebooks. And that's on business repair and credit repair and stuff like that. And business formation, I should say, business formation for fundability. Get up with me at that with Bay Suleiman at Instagram. Suleiman Bay 7 and TikTok, but the Instagram is the big one. Hit me up on the Instagram at Bay Suleiman. That's where I do the business formation. That's the platform that I do the business formation from. Just hit me up on the information or whatever, and I get with you. Because it's big. I put the trade lines on your business. And listen, I put them trade lines on your business, how your business booming. All you got to do is spend a little money with them so they can report and start doubling up your business. So if you into that, you want to use business credit and stuff, let me know. Because I know what I'm doing on that. And just keep following also at, let me see what these other sites are here. The Legal Empowerment Group, 101.com. That's where you can leave the information to, the contact information for me and Legal Empowerment Group. And we got a team over there with the business formation. That's another platform for that too as well. So that's Legal Empowerment Group, 101.com. That's the website. You can go over there and leave the information we get with you. I want to thank all y'all to be coming in from all around the globe. Been checking in Alaska and Canada and all the little spots like that in Peru, you know, the UK, Ireland. Yeah. Y'all think it's fake Denmark. Yeah, I'm tapping on where they got, where it's lighting up. Got the Netherlands, Czech Republic. I think all y'all, China. Let's see, Malaysia. Yeah, I got to dip through some of them spots. I mean, my shirt on, Suleiman Bay. Morning drip. Somebody might say, hey, I listen to your show. I might pull up somewhere. Somebody might say, yo, I listen to your show. Have on my morning drip shirt. Yeah, just like I say on here, my morning drip shirt. Yeah, don't be surprised, man, coming to a place near you. So, yeah, I just want to thank y'all for coming through. I want y'all to know. Listen, I want y'all to know now. This is not no game. We under military occupation now. Got to know this is your home. This is your land. You've been here. You was here 12,000 years before they even knew it was here, for sure. History can show you that. You can pull that up. You can pull that up right now. That's just part of it. And this the old world over here anyway. They never knew about this. It was wiser with discovery for them. But what they did discover was already cultivated and civilized. That's the part they didn't tell you. They were going to tell you it was heathens running around. No, it was cultivated and civilized according to our customs, according to how we get down. Not how somebody else wanted to see if what they saw it was for worth. That's why they became a real power, because they wanted to rape and pillage how they wanted. We know we're sitting on vast reservoirs of wealth. It's still up under there waiting for us. Yeah, once they go back home to Europe, remember, everybody got a place on this land of their own. The earth will cleanse herself. Yeah, so when they take back the water, like the luscious prophet Noble Drew Ali said, when they take back the water to Europe, then, you know, it's going to be plenty of stuff going to fall, come up for it. He said it'd be mounds of gold. You pop up for it. So, you know, we already know the gold is in the mine, the treasures of the mine. Once we all come as one, then we'll say being it is, and
we'll be able to civilize the world again, bring light, enlightenment to the world again. The world is in darkness because we in darkness, because we being pimped out to the world as light, but the whole time is darkness. And that's what this arch deceiver do. He presents light, but it's full of darkness. Looks like light, but it's darkness. So I just want to thank y'all for coming to the morning drip. Suleiman Bey. It's always a pleasure to, what's the word I want to use? It's always a pleasure to work for you. Yeah, to be a servant. It's always a pleasure to be a servant to my people, to help out. I'm talking about for real, to spread the word, some news you can use. Some news you can use because we all need some of it. And I ain't gonna lie. And there's a lot of experiences that we go through that we got to share with each other. We got to share our experiences with each other so we can help out other people, especially when you mess with these administrative courts. They don't have no Article 3 judicial authority from Congress. And that's what we need to start realizing and understanding. And they just kidnapping our people, just snatching them up off the street. They just kidnapping. There's nothing lawful about what they're doing. And then the penitentiary is bad places. Places full of mold and just breathing conditions, bad artificial air, artificial light, food with nothing in it, like experimenting on the people, hitting them up with needles every year. Like, it's bad, y'all. You think that they safe, but they not. They really being the guinea pigs. It's just like, it's just bad. And it's so clandestine around here. It's just a whole operation going on in this country. It's just a big slave, oppressive operation going on, and nobody see it. The American dream has been covered and crossed over as beautified. But it's bad business, y'all. And the quicker we come together and be ourselves and be tribes and nation to recognize and get back to wholesomeness, growing foods and enjoying the earth and the land and being at one and in tune with everything with each other, then that's when the world will be back in beauty and be purified and saved. But if not, we doomed, y'all. So the light bearers are in darkness, but we rising, y'all. Still I rise. The cream always rises to the top. Yeah, that's what we do. So, Moorish America, man, still I rise. And I thank the universe. I thank the most gracious Allah, what do you mean? The feminine. That's right. That's right. The Most High. Mm-hmm. Y'all keep coming back now. Enjoy your day. Be pleasant. You know, be peaceful. Love, truth, peace, freedom. And all else fails, justice must prevail. Yes. Yes, yes. Again, thank y'all. Come again to the Morning Drip with Suleiman Bey. LegalEmpowermentGroup101.com, y'all. Leave your information. Link up on whatever it is you want to know. Go through the archives. Got a question? We'll hook up with a consultation. Get it done. It's been a pleasure, y'all. Be peaceful. Be blessed. Peace.